Okay, we are going to be discussing today Hei'aros, the Perek Shlishi. We found it. Oh, if anybody needs an extra Makor receipt, Sam or Jason, Noah has.
I don't have one.
Okay, great. Great. So originally it was planned to be three Hei'aros, which was really, after further reflection, two and a half. But after further reflection, I think we're just going to do two, and we're going to cut out the extra half.
Meaning you realize that it wasn't a distinct Ha'ara, or it is, but you're just not going to discuss it?
The second. Oh, so we're going to pick up a little bit where we left off last week with the Ramosha Ariel. The Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin with Beis. The Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin with Beis, after the Gemara has a drasha that Vlados of Kadshim are included to be Kadosh and possibly Hukrav also, the Gemara asks, what about the Vlad of a Balmum? And this is the way that the Gemara sets up the question, that according to Shita Rav Elazar and the Mishnah and Daf Chesim with Beis, who says, if Remakdash and the Kevas Ula, so Be'en L'Tanakama, Be'en L'Rav Elazar, the mother is Ro'ash Yisov, the mother has Kedusha Seguf, and therefore you can't be Podet until it has a Mum. And the question is, what about the Vlad? Rav Elazar holds that the Vlad is a Zachar, but a Kevas Ola, it's Kariv Ola. And the Chachamim say that no, that just like the mother only has Kedusha Seriyah, so the Vlad also only has Kedusha Seriyah. So now the Gemara wants to know, now that we have a Reboy, that a Vlados of Kachem and Vladi Balmum, now what about Vlados Balmum? Are they Kariv, or let's say they only have Kedusha as the Re'iya according to Rav Elazar. So that's Machlokas Amoroim. Rava and Shmuel both agree that the Vlados of a Baal Mum according to Rav Elazar, just like Rav Elazar says that the Vlad of a Nekevas Ola is Kariv, so who are the Nami? The Vlad of a Baalas Mum is also Kariv. And Bar Pada and Rapapa say that there's a difference, that Vlad Baal Mum is not Kariv despite the fact that Vlad Nekevas Ola is. So in the Gemara's Havamina, the Gemara thought to distinguish between Vlad Nekevas Ola and Vlad Balfum in the following. They said, maybe Rav Elazar only holds that Vlad Nekevas Ola is going to be Kariv because there's Kal Shem Ola al Imo, and Rashi is Mazbir by Ola Sa'of, since there are Thomas and Zachar is by Ofos, you can even have a Nekevas Of, which is an Ola. So here you have a Nekevas Ova, you have your Makdish and Nekevas Ola, but still, since the Tshaychus Ola Sa'of, by Ola, that's the reason why the Vlad should be Kariv. Masha'inkin, you don't assume Shem Ola al Imo when it comes to Vlad of a Balmum, because there's no such thing as having any type of Balmum, which is Kariv. And the Gemara says, Afal Pichin, the Vlad of a Balmum is in fact Kariv. So I have three questions. The first question is that Rashi limits when the Gemara says that the reason why, at least in Havamina, that Vlad Nekevas Ola should be different than Vlad Balmum is because Shem Ola Al-Imo, Rashi says Ola Sa'of. That since Ola Sa'of could be an Akeva, that's a reason to distinguish in the Kedushas Ola versus the Kedusha of a Balmum. However, Rashi, in the rest of the Perek, the bottom Rashi in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, on Daf Yud Ches Var Aleph, Divra Maski Ikel Shem Ola Al-Imo, throws in a Ba'od. The first he always says it's Ola Sa'of, that's what Kal Shem Ola Al-Imo means, but then Rashi also says, by Nekeva La'Ola, the Domeha Kriven Ola, that with that Nekeva, once it gets the womb, you're Podet, and you bring with those Damim in Ola, and that's another Taish that Rashi says, of Chal Shem Ola Al Imo. So, if you understand like that, if that's what Chal Shem Ola Al Imo means, that the Domeha Kriven Ola, so that reason should apply to a Balmum as well. If you have Kadam Hekdeshin as Mumam, let's say by a Shlamim, or by an Ola, so then you have to be Podet, and with that money, the Ramim says, Beferish and Hilfas Erchin, on the Mayer Makom, it's the four things in Perek Hey Halacha Yud Aleph. If you have a Istanbul Mum, Kadam Hekdeshin as Mumun, and it gets a Mum, so now you are Podet, and with that money, you bring a Karbon Kamosa. So the Demeha are craven by a Nekevas Ola, the Demeha are craven Ola by a Balmum, rather Ola. So then the Demeha are craven Ola by a Balmum, Shlamin, the Demeha are craven Ola. So if that's what Shem Ola al Imo means by Nekevas Ola, that the Domim go for that carbon, So by Balmum also, we should say Chal Shem Ola Alimo, because the Mehar are craven for whatever that carbon is. And therefore, in the Gemara's Havamina, the Gemara says, Nekevas Ola Chal Shem Ola Alimo, Mashenkin by Balmum, according to the second definition of Rashi, what Chal Shem Ola Alimo means, that the Mehar are craving for whatever that carbon is, it's not true. And not surprisingly then, Rashi conveniently only writes, Ola says, oh, that's the only distinguishable factor what Chal Shem Ola Alimo means, to distinguish between Vlad Nekevas Ola versus Vlad Balmum, but the second reason is noticeably absent. That's question number one. Question number two is that once the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is that despite the fact that you would have distinguished between Balmum, Vlad Balmum, and Vlad Nekevas Ola, because only Vlad Nekevas Ola is Karev, because Chal Shem Ola Alimo Mashenkin, Vlad Balmum. Well, Rava himself holds, and Rava really says Kamash Malan, that Vlad Balmum, according to Rav Lazar, is Kari. Rava himself holds, and that Pirchesim would be, when the Gemara wants to distinguish, or wants to know what should be the difference within Rava Lazar that says that Vlad Akevas Ola is Kari Vola, so why not say the same thing by Vlad Tmura Shlamim? And it's Mavur, the way that Rava learns, that Vlad Tmura Shlamim, Vlad Tmura Ashim, rather, according to Rava Lazar, is only Roa, and it's not Kari. So the Gemara says, despite the fact that the mother isn't karev, because the mother's in a keva, and you can't have an akevas asham, but nonetheless, let the vlad of a tmuras asham be karev, just like a vlad of an akevas ola is also karev, even though an akevas ola is also not karev. And Rava says that the difference is, no, that Rava Lazar only says that vlad and akevas ola is karev, because chal shem ola aleimo, masha inkein, when it comes to vlad tmuras shlam, you're not going to say chal shem ola aleim, and that's why the vlad is not karev. So if Rava himself holds of Chal Shem Ola Limu is a necessary requirement according to Rav Elazar to be makriv the Vlad, so how could he say that Vlad Balmum, according to Rav Elazar, is Kariv if the Gemara said the reason to distinguish between Vlad Balmum and Vlad Tumura Shlamim and Vlad Akevas Ola is Chal Shem Ola Alimo? That's question number two. Steer in Rava.
I mean, isn't it clear that he just doesn't agree with that?
No, it's Rav himself. It's Rav and David Zanwood based as Kariv, and Rav and David Chesma based is within Rav Elazar, you need Chal Shem Ola. It's the same Rav. David Zanwood based and Chesma based. Same Rav, same in within Rav Elazar. Exactly the same. And question number three that we spoke about a little bit last week, not we, proverbially, with Ariel was the Rambam. That the Rambam says, the Rambam passes that Vlad Nekevas Ola is not Kariv, it only has Kedusha as Ri'ya, so he's not going to pass like Rav Elazar. He also like the Tanakama, that only has Kedushas Ria. However, he says that Vlad Balas Mum is Kariv. So the Gemara says, you would have thought, so seemingly, the exact other way. The Gemara said, you would only say Vlad Nekevas Ola is Kariv because Chal Shem Ilo Omer, and maybe Vlad Bal Mum is no. But how could Rambam say, if you want to say that they're the same, fine. But if the Gemara is only asking, assuming that Vlad Bal Mum should be Kariv only within Shitas Rav Elazar, who anyway says that Vlad Nekevas Ola is Kariv, how could the Rambam not pasken like Rav Elazar and hold that Vlad Nekevas Ola is not Kariv, and at the same time hold that Vlad Balmum is Kariv? So the Lechem Mishnah already asked the Kasha, and the Lechem Mishnah says that there's a difference in Lamdus, that when you're Makriv, a Nekeva La'ola, so Me'olam the Behema was never Roy, it was maybe Dachay Me'ikara, since it's not Shach to have ever Nekeva as an Ola, so there's a Chisar in the Kedusha, and that's why the Vlad is in Kariv, and that's the Shita of the Tanakama. When it comes to a Vlad Balas Mum, when it's called Mekdeshan as Mumum, before the animal got the Mum, the animal had full Kedusha. It was Kariv. It was able to be Kariv. Then it got a Mum. Okay, fine. But that's still better than Vlad Nekevas Ola, where the Nekev itself was never right, because the Tchilas Kedusha was Nekevas Ola, Mash Inking here, so maybe that's why the Vlad is a little bit better. So that's good, but how do you square it with the Gemara? So again, so the three kashas are Chal Shem Ola Aleimo. Rashi here only writes it means Ola Sa'of, and later he says it also means the Mehel Kraven Ola, which if you take that definition of the Mehel Kraven Ola, that does apply to Balmum. So how could the Gemara distinguish and say that Chal Shem Ola only applies to Nekevas Ola and it doesn't apply to Vlad Balas Mum? The second question is the Steer and Rava, that if Rava does require Shem Ola Aleimo and Afir Chesim would be, and that's why Vlad Tmuras Ashim is not Kariv, despite within Rava Lazar, despite the fact that Vlad Nekevas Ola is, so how could Rava also say that Vlad Balas Mum is Kariv? And the third question, the Rambam, then how could the Rambam himself paskin that Vlad Balas Mum is Kariv, and at the same time not hold like Rav Elazar, he paskins that Vlad Nekevas Ola is not Kariv. So I think the answer to all three questions is very, very simple. And the answer is, there's just a fundamental switch between the Havamina and the Maskana. Meaning, the Gemara asked, if you hold like Rav Elazar that says that Vlad Kevas Ola is Kariv, that's because Chal Shem Ola Ala Imo. But when it comes to Vlad Balas Mum, where you don't say Chal Shem Ola Ala Imo, because it's not Shaykh Ola Sa'ov, what are you going to say? And the Gemara says, Rav says, Apal Pichin is Kariv. So what's Apal Pichin is Kariv? So one could have said, despite the fact that you don't say, despite the fact that you don't have Chal Shem Ola Ala Imo by, when it comes to Balas Mum, Apal Pichin is Kariv, or you could say that the Gemara is introducing a new definition of what Chal Shem Ola Ala Imo means. The Habimina thought that Chal Shem Ola Ala Imo only had to do with the Ola Sa'ov, and in the Chanami that doesn't apply to a Vlad Balas Mum, but Kamash Mulan, that there's something else, the Mehel Kareven, which is what Rashi says on Dafyut Tesma Beis, and Rashi says on Dafyut Tesma Alp. If you take that definition of the Mehel Kareven, so communication as Mumon, the Domim go for that Karban. And if that's what Chal Shevol Alimo means, so you have a new definition of Chal Shevol Alimo, which does apply to Vlad Balas Mum, which would allow it to be Karib. So if that's the case, in a Hanami, even Lamaskana the Gemara is saying that the reason why Vlad Balas Mum is Karib is because you do have Shem Ola Alaim, meaning the Damim are craven Ola, or by Shlomim it's Shlomim, and that's why Rashi, only after Yud Zayin Rebeis and Afid Chesim Gites, throws in the extra line of O did the male craven, that's the definition of Chal Shem Ola Alimo, was only Neschadish, Nach the Maskar of our Gemara, that Vlad Balas Mum is Kariv. That accounts for Rava being consistent, that Rava does require Shem Ola Alimo, and that's why he assumes within Rav Elazar that Vlad Tumurat Ashim is not going to be Kariv, because he does require Shem Ola Alimo. It's true, he does it, and it's true even by Vlad Balas Mum. That explains the Rambam as well, that after the Maskana of the Gemara, you don't have to hold like Rav Elazar. If you have a new definition of what Shem Ola Alaim means, meaning that the Demeha are craven, and the Lechem Mishas Lomdas, that Vlad Balas Mum is a better Lomdas to say than Rav Elazar, because Mitchila, the animal, was Roy, so how do you ship with the Gemara? The Gemara only says in Havamina, assuming that the definition of Shem Ola Alaimo only means Ola Sa'of, so that's saying that Nekevas Ola is better than Vlad Balas Mum. But after the Maskana, we see that Vlad Balas Mum is also Karev, so you see that Shem Ola Alaim applies also to Vlad Balas Mum, and it's even better than Nekevas Ola for the reason that the Lechem Mishnah says, because when it comes to Vlad Balas Mum, the animal before it got the Mum was Roy, so that's more of a reason to be Mashed the Vlad. So despite the fact that the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav Elazar that Vlad Nekevas Ola is Karev, Afal Pichin, he can hold that Vlad Balas Mum is Kariv. That's how you are number one. Yeah.
How do you reason why that
Rav Pizah? I don't know. He argues. He maybe assumes that you're not going to say Chal Shem Ola Alaim applies to Balas Mum. He thinks that Nekevas Ola is better.
Even though it's after the Kamash Mulan.
He has a different Kamash Mulan. He says it's not Kariv. Rava says it is Kariv, so Kamash Mulan it is Chal Shem Ola Alaim. Bar Pudah says it's not Kariv. So in a Hanami, he holds even Lamaskana that Vlad Nekevas Ola is better. He doesn't agree with this. I'm explaining Rava within Rashi and the Rama, the Rama doesn't pass on like Bar Pudah.
Are you saying that Bar Pudah holds like the Havamina? It's my focus. Rashi does sometimes define Baal Hashem Imo as the fact that it doesn't have a Nekeva.
We're gonna get there. That'll be for the second hour. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Just as far as you read the Hanum and Maskana the Gemara, so it's just interesting because the Gemara was only Mechadish or only mentioned the fact that Metzim came to Olasov and Chatham out. So you're saying that like the Gemara knew Shimol as the Kimasov already from the Havamina Zion. And then was Mechadish a new factor?
I'm saying Rashi. Rashi says Ola Sa'of on that design.
So the Gemara waits 2.5 plots to mention it.
Is your cash on me or is your cash on Rashi?
I don't know if it's Mukhrach that the definition switched between the Havamina and Maskana, given the fact that the definition that we didn't even know of, that Rashi we mentioned based on the Gemara Nachach, is something that was aware of already in time.
The Gemara says Shem Ola Alaof. The Gemara says Shem Ola Alaof and Dafyut Zayin with Beis. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara doesn't say what that means. It's not like a new definition on Daf Chaf. The Gemara never says what it means. It's got to mean something. So it's like the Gemara switched on Daf Chaf from Dafyut Zayin. The Gemara in Dafyut Zayin says Shem Ola Alaof. So what does that mean? So Rashi tells you, oh, look at the Gemara in three blocks, and it means Ola Alaof. Rashi is being mechadish and apiches and apites, that there's something else that means damim, which we'll get to, that Rashi also saw that in the Gemara and Daf Kaf as well. We'll get to that in a second here. So we're going to discuss the Gemara Nafchof at great length right now.
How do you understand the combination in the Rambam? Because you're saying according to the Rambam it's connected to Dhamma, after Pidgin the Dhamma are going to be Kona and Ola, right?
Right.
So how does that combine with the Elah Mishas Ara? Obviously that's not enough.
Well,
because then you'd have the Kaiba.
No, so I think you're saying that you might only also need a definition of Ola Sa'ov by Nekeva Ola, because Nekeva Ola was never Roy. But the Lachem Mishnah is saying that a Baal Mum is better. It in and of itself was Roy. Now it got a Mum. So as long as the Dhamim are craven, so that's enough to allow it to keep its status to be not shed the blood.
So there's a word
that's how I'm reading
right.
The Lachem Mishnah.
And you need a Shame Alimo anyway.
Right.
And we're rejecting the Ola Sa'ov one.
We don't need the Ola Sa'of one because Balaam is better. Only by Nekevas Ola, or Mekar, the Kedusha is Dachoy, so that's when you need an Ola Sa'of to make it better, which will explain exactly what.
Yeah, you're saying the Rambam really
what exactly that means.
The Rambam holds the shame being derived from the fact that it's the Me'ah is Karev?
Yeah.
That's the point, that's what I was asking.
Correct.
If that's true, it's involved. But you say, no, it just augments.
It's
what's
only
the
needed,
shade?
Right. It's only needed by Nekim Asola. It's not needed by Balmon for the longness of the Lechem Mishnah, because Balmon is better, because Meikar it was Roy. So that's already, let's call that the Shem Ola. In and of itself had it. You don't have to look somewhere else to say the Shem Ola said, oh, this animal itself was Roy before it got the Mum. That's the Shem.
So why does Balmon ask that?
The Dhammam are necessary because despite the fact that the...
Right now
it's not Roy. Now the animal is not Kari, but the Vlad, you want it to make Kari. So you have to say, Shem Ol Al-Aim, that works to be Mashed the Vlad. So that means that the Demer, at least in the mother, are Kriven Ola, coupled with the fact that the animal itself was Roy.
That keeps it zero.
Right. Correct.
It can be also.
Correct. Correct. The Lechem Mishnah says that in Lomdus, a Vlad Balas Mum is better than a Vlad Nekevas Ola, because by Nekevas Ola, the animal, the Nekeva, was never Roy to be an Ola, because an Ola can only be a Zachar. So it never had Kedusha Lahakrava. And that's why maybe the Rabbanon say that the Vlad isn't Kariv, because the mother was never Kariv. It was always a Nekeva. Vlad Balas Mum, called the Mekdeshan as Mum, the animal itself was Roy Lamizbeach before it got the Mum. So that's better than a Kivas Ola, and therefore the Vlad is going to be kosher. So Hayara number two, we're going to try to analyze the differences and similarities, perhaps as well, between the Gemara Daf Chof and the Gemara on Daf Yud Tes. The Mishnah Daf Yud Tes would be, it's quote same machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama, if you're mafresh a Nekeva la'asham, whether or not it has Kedushas Haguf L'Riyah, Tzerach Estoiv, just like a Nekevas Ola, and a Nekevas Pesach, presumably as well. Tzerach Estoiv has Kedushas Haguf, that's the position of Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon says that a Nekevas Asham has no Kedushas Haguf at all, and therefore it is Timacher Shelo B'mum. So the Gemara asks, what's the reasoning for Tanakhama? Why would you assume that a Nekevas Ola is that Nekevas Asham rather is Tira Ashe Testoy? Why does it have Kedushas Haguf from the fact that it's a Nekeva Hainu Muma and a Balas Mum Meikar doesn't have Kedushas Haguf? And the Gemara answer is Migo Denachta. Migo Denachta Le Kedushas Damim Nachta Le Kedushas Haguf, and that's why Nekevas Asham has Kedushas Haguf. It has Tira Ashe Testoy. And what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf, that Nekevas Asham is Timacher Shelo B'mum. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon only holds the Migo Danach the Kedushas Damim Nachta the Kedushas Haguf when the animal is Roy. Like your Makdish is Zachar L'damav, it was Zachar. If your Makdish a Zachar Olav the Kedushas Damim, so since a zachar is right to be nola, so then you say migo de nafta kedusha zav nafta kedusha saguf. Since the nekev is not roi to be an asham, you're not going to say migo de nafta, and therefore applies with kedusha's dam, and therefore it's timachas shelo b'mum. So that's machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not, and presumably, the same Tanakama about Makrish Nekeva le Ashim is the same true as Nekeva le Lechatas, Nekeva le Ola, Nekeva le Pesach, any carbon, let's say, has to be a Zachar, and Makrish a Nekeva. For that, you're going to say the Lumnus of Migo de Nachta, Sam Shomi, that the Shita says that the Feirish in Krisus, and we'll see soon that I think it's Mukhruch. Just mineubei in the cheshbon of the Gemara. So the Gemara, at the bottom of the after test with Bez, quotes a machlokas again between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon as to whether or not these nekevos make tmura or not. The Tanakama says that in nekevas ula, asham and pesach make tmura because they have kedushas aguf, presumably because we just said because you say migo the nachtele kedushas dam and nachtele kedushas aguf. So therefore it has. Tmura, therefore it could make tmura. And Rabbi Shimon says, just like he says, by nekevas asham, you don't say migo de nachta because it's not chazi. So he says, in nekevas asham and nekevas pesach, do not make tmura, but in nekevas ola does, because he says shem ola al imo. We'll get back to that in a second. What exactly that means and how does that help? Is that an independent reason to say kedushas aguf, or is that working with migo de nachta, despite the fact that we just said that according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't say migo de nachta when it's not chazi? Then the Gemara is the third shita. The Gemara Shitas Rebbe. Shitas Rebbe says, "Ein ani roa devar of Rabbi Shimon by Nekevas Pesach." That Rabbi Shimon says Nekevas Pesach doesn't make tmura. Rabbi says, "No, it should make tmura." Hoil u'moser ha-pesach karev shlomim. So since the Nekeva could be a shlomim, and moser pesach is karev shlomim, so that's a reason to give this, to give a Nekevas Pesach kedushas haguf to make tmura. And Rashi's Mazvir shem shlomim al ha'im. That's what it means that Moser Pesach is Karev Shlomim. So the Gemara asks, so why doesn't Rebbe also say, Ein ani roa dvar of Rabbi Shimon by Nekevas Asham? That Rabbi Shimon says Nekevas Asham doesn't make Tmura because it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf because you don't say Migo de Nachta when it's not Chazi. And he also says that by Nekevas Pesach, why does Rebbe only argue on Nekevas Pesach since Moser Pesach is Karev Shlomim? Say also that Nekevas Asham is Karev Ola. And that's a reason to give the Nekevas Asham Kedushas Haguf as well. And Rashi's Mazbir, what does it mean that Nekevas Asham is Karev Ola? Not that the actual animal is Karev Ola, like we have by Nekevas Pesach, where the actual animal, if it's a Moser, that what used to be a Pesach, it itself is Karev Shlamim. Moser Asham Karev Ola means that the Damim of a Moser Asham are brought to be an Ola. And Rashi says, since at least in the Damim you see that there's an Ola there, you should say, Chal Shem Ola Al-Imo because of Ola Sa'uf. That's how Rashi teaches Moser Asham Karev Ola, and it should have Kedusha Saguf. And so why does Rebbe not ask that? Why does Rebbe only assume that Nekevas Pesach? And the Gemara answer is no, there's a technical reason, because since the Moser Asham Hagam that it's Karev Ola, but it's a Nidva Sibor and in Karbonos Sibor Miktmura, so that's why to say Chal Shem Ola Al Imo by Nekevas Asham is an insufficient reason to say why it should make Tmura, because Karbonos Tzibur don't make Tmura. I have two questions on this Gemara. Question number one is, and they're really connected, is that Rashi says, when the Gemara says that Mosar Pesach is Karev Shlomim, and that's the reason why Nekevas Pesach should have Kedushas Haguf, Rashi says, even though the Gemara says that Moser Pesach is Karev Shlomim, Rashi says that means Shem Ola Al Ha'im, or in this case, Shem Shlomim Al Ha'im. So since, despite the fact that this Nekeva is a Pesach, but since the Moser is Karev Shlomim, so why not say that, and a Shlomim could in fact be a Nekeva, so you see Shem Shlomim Al Ha'im. So Rashi puts them together, and also in the next Rashi as well, when the Gemara says that Moser Asham is Karev Ola, Rashi says, but since with the Moser Asham you bring an Ola with that Damim, so Chal Shem Ola Al Imo, because you have Ola Sa'uf, even though it's not in the Guf, it's only in the Damim, and that's the reason to give it Kedushas Haguf. So Rashi puts together, despite the fact that the Gemara says Moser Pesach is Karev Shlomim, and Moser Asham is Karev Ola, Rashi thinks that's synonymous, or the Taitsh of that means Chal Shem Ola Al Aim by Ola Sa'uf. And my Heyara is, is that lechora those are two separate things. Mosar and the chalashem ola leim are lechora two separate things. How do I know? Because the Gemara back in Daf Yutes has a machlokas of Ayin Rav in the following. Getting back to Shitas Rav Elazar that we quoted before, that says that Vlad Nekevas Ola is Kariv Ola, and Rav says the reason is because Chal Shem Ola Alaim, which we said means two things, either that Matzino Ba'Ola Sa'of, as well as Didamehel Kraven Ola. So the Gemara wants to know, let's say you have Vlad Nekevas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, would you say as well, the way that Rashi learns, Tosis learns it means that the Vlad should be Karev Pesach, the way that Rashi learns that the Vlad of Inakevas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, should be Karev as a Shlamim, since you find that Mosar Pesach is Karev Shlamim. So, why does the Gemara assume, the Gemara says that Vlad Nekevas Pesach, Kodem Pesach is not Karev, why not say Shem Ola Alaim, or Shem Shlamim Alaim by Nekevas Pesach to be Machshir the Vlad, just like Rav Elazar holds that Chal Shem Ola Alaim by Vlad Nekevas Ola. And in this you have a Machlokes Abayin Rava. Rava says, in a Chanami. It's really true. Just like Rav Elazar holds that Vlad Nekevas Ola is Kariv Ola because Chal Shem Ola Alaim, so who would not mean that Vlad Nekevas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, is Kariv Shlamim because Chal Shem Shlamim Alaim, because the Pesach turns into a Shlamim. However, Abaye argues. And Abaye says that no, despite the fact that Rav Elazar holds that Chal Shem Ola Alaim, and that's the reason to be Machshir the Vlad, Lahakrava of a Nekevas Ola, but that's not going to work when it comes to a Vlad Nekevas Pesach Kodem Pesach, because the Klal is, B'makam Shehamoser Holech HaVlad Holech, and it's not because of, Rashi says, it's not because of Chal Shem Ola Alaim, that's not the reason for Rav Elazar, just Gemiri B'makam Shehamoser Holech HaVlad Holech, and therefore, Vlad Nekevas Pesach L'Acher Pesach, where there's a Shem Moser, because it's L'Acher Pesach, so the Moser Pesach is Karev Shlamim, the Vlad is also Karev Shlamim. L'Shinkin, Kodem Pesach, there's no Musug of a Moser, Kodem Pesach, Moser Pesach, Kodem Pesach doesn't exist, and therefore, just like the mother has only as Kedusha as a Re'iyah, the Vlad is also going to have only Kedusha as Re'iyah, but the Vlad is not going to be Karev. In other words, you have a Machlokes Abayin Rava, what's the reason for Rav Elazar, who says that Vlad Nekevas Ola is Kariv Ola. Rava says, Shem Ola Al Imo. And Abaye says, Moser. Rav Makam Shem Moser Holecha Vlad Moser. And they're two separate things, and they have an afkamina in terms of Vlad Nekevas Pesach Kodem Pesach. If you go like Rava, Chal Shem Ola Al-Aim, that's the reason to be Machshir, Vlad Nekevas Pesach Kodem Pesach Kodem Pesach. If you go like Abaye, that means Moser. There's no Musig of Moser of a Pesach Kodem Pesach, and therefore the Vlad's not Kariv. So it's two very separate Musagim, and they have real nafkaminas that the Gemara explicates on a previous daf. So if that's the case, why does Rashi combine them and say that they make the same thing on daf chaf? The Gemara said that a nekevas pesach, according to Shitas Revi, should have kedushas haguf, because Moser pesach is kariv shlamim, and Rashi said that means chal shem shlamim alaim. So he's putting them together. The Gemara says Moser, he means chal. And also, when the Gemara says when it comes to nekevas Asham, that should have Kedushas Haguf, because Mosar Asham is Kariv Ola, and Rashi says, oh, it's Kariv Ola, the Domim, you bring an Ola, so you see Chal Shem Ola Alaim, because Metzino Be'Ola Sa'uf. They don't mean the same thing. Why is Rashi putting them together? That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two is just in terms of the Din. The Gemara says, the Gemara equates the Hemshech HaKedusha, going from a Pesach to a Shlamim, that's equated to going from an Asham to an Ola. And again, the Gemara says that Nekevas Asham, that Nekevas Pesach should have Kedusha Saguf, because Chal Shem Shlamim Alaim, because a Mosar Pesach is Kariv Shlamim. So you see that they go together, even though now it's a Pesach, but since it's going to be a shlamim, and you find in a cave by a shlamim, so it's chal shem shlamim alaim. And the Gemara says the same thing is true when it comes to asham as well. The Gemara says in a cave as asham should make tmura, despite the fact that, out on a technicality, at least the simple read of the Gemara like Rashi, that the Nekevas asham should also have kedusha saguf, because chal shem ola al ha'em, meaning since the Moser Asham is Kariv Ola with this domim, you bring an Ola, and Matsinu with Ola, Ola Sa'of, so you see that the Gemara is equating the Chal Shem, even though you have a Pesach, Chal Shem Shlomo Aim by the Shlomim, and Hua Dinami going from Asham to Ola as well, since the Moser Asham, you bring an Ola, Matsinu Chal Shem Ola Ala'im by Ola Sa'of by the Asham. So if that's the case, we have very serious problems. Because the way that Tosfos learns the same Gemara that we just quoted before, within Shita's Rava at least, the Rava says as following. Rava distinguishes between Rav Elazar, who says that Vladikevas Ola is Korev Ola, because Chal Shem Ola Ala'im, yet he says that Vlad Tmuras Asham is not going to be Karev, because you don't assume Shem Ola Ala'im, which we'll see what that means in a second. However, he does say that Vlad Nikevas Pesach Kodem Pesach is Karev Shlomim because it's Chal Shem Ola Al Ha'im. So you see that there's a difference between Vlad Tmuras Asham and Vlad Nikevas Pesach. Meaning,
Vlad
Tmuras Asham, the Gemara wants to say, let's say that should be a Ola. Or, that's what the Gemara says. I'm going to go, for our intents and purposes, the mashmos of Tosos and Daf Yotesim would be, that's mashma that the Gemara is asking, the bottom Tosos and Daf Yotesim Aleph, that assumes that the Gemara's kasha is like this. Rav Elazar says that Vlad Nekevas Ola is Karev Ola, because Chal Shem Ola Ala'im. Why not say the same thing of Vlad Tmuras Asham, if you're Mimir from an Asham Zachar, onto an Akeva? So now you have a Tmuras Nekevas Asham, and that Nekeva has a Vlad. Why not say that Vlad is Karev Asham, because Chal Shem Asham Al Ha'im? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara says, you don't say Chal Shem Asham Ala'im, and that's why Vlad Tmuras Asham is not Kariv Asham, and it's different than Vlad Nekevas Ola. And Tosfos is Masbir, what's the difference? So Tosfos says like this, if you would bring a Vlad Nekevas Ola as an Ola, so that doesn't impact the Kedushas Ola of the mother. Since an Ola is Bab in a Dapa, so you can have as many Olas as you want. You bring the Vlad as an Ola, you can also bring the mother, Luye was a Zachar, Chal Shem Ola Leim, that the mother could also be brought as an Ola. When it comes to Vlad Nekevas Pesach, the way that Tosfos learns the Gemara, Vlad Nekevas Pesach should be a Pesach. Aye, once you bring the Vlad as a Pesach, now the mother can no longer be a Pesach anymore. Shouldn't that be a problem? Says Tosfos, no. Even though you would say that Vlad Nekevas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, is brought as a Pesach, and now the mother is no longer a Pesach anymore, now the mother has to be brought as a Shlamim, that's okay, because going from Pesach to Shlamim, the Lashon of the Shita Mekabetzis here in Oslamid is Bechad Abikta, it's all the same Kedusha. Going from Pesach to Shlamim is all the same Kedusha. So despite the fact that you're going to bring the Vlad as a Pesach, and now you can no longer bring the mother as a Pesach, now the mother is reduced to a Shlamim, that's okay, reducing the mother from a Pesach to a Shlamim, because it's all Kedusha Achas. However, Tosfos says, why would you not say that Vlad Tmuras Asham then is brought as an Asham? Because if you would bring the Vlad as an Asham, so now the original one, the original Zachar, could be a Vlad Tmuras Asham. So the original Zachar Asham that you made the Tmura onto now is a Moser Asham. Because an Asham is above Bin Adava, and an Asham, and a Moser Asham is Karev Ola, and it's not right to reduce the Kedushas of the mother, the proverbial mother, the father of the original Tmura animal. It's not fair to reduce the original Kedushas Asham to Ola. So the Gemara Beferish, the way that Tosfos learns, is Mechalik, that it's okay to reduce the mother from a Pesach to a Shlamim. That's not called reducing the Kedusha because it's all Kedusha Achas. But it's not okay to reduce the mother from an Asham to an Ola because that's a separate type of Kedusha. So we see that they're not the same. Whatever the Lumnus is, that's not for now. So if that's the case, we have in the way that Tosfos learns the Gemara, and often a Gemara is saying that they're different, and that will account for the reason, at least within Rava, why Vlad Tmuras Asham is not brought as an Asham, despite the fact that Vlad Nekevas Pesach within Pesach is brought as a Pesach, because the Gedusha of going from Pesach to Shlomim is the same, and the Gedusha of going from Asham to Ola is not the same, so why is the Gemara in Daf Chaf saying that they're exactly the same? Again, the Gemara says, within Das Rebbe, Rebbe says, I disagree with Rebbe Shimon who says that Nekevas Pesach doesn't have Kedusha Sagov. I think the Nekevas Pesach should have Kedushas HaGuf. Why? Because Chal Shem Ola Aleim, since most of Pesach is brought as a Shlamim, so you already see the Shlamim in the Pesach, and the Nekevas is brought as a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, oh, well, if he holds like that, shouldn't he also say that a Nekevas Asham should also have Kedushas HaGuf? Because Mosar Asham is brought as an Ola, and by Ola, Chal Shem Ola Aleim, Ola Sa'uf. The Gemara says, yeah, Enachanami, you're right. The reason why it doesn't is because he learns that the Mosar Asham, which is brought as an Ola, is a Ola Sibor and Ein Tmura an Ein Sibor Osa Tmura. But Be'etzan, the Kedusha is the same. Going from a Pesach to a Shlamim and an Asham to an Ola. How are they the same? One could have easily been Mechalik. Despite that, Rebbe says that if you're Machdishin a Kevas Pesach, there you could see the Shlamim, because going from a Pesach to a Shlamim, we said, is seamless. That's not called an Akiras Kedusha, that's called Kedusha Achas. Going from an Asham to an Ola, Tosa says, just like you would bring the Vlad Tmuras Asham as an Asham, that's not fair, because now the original one is being reduced to an Ola, so going from an Asham to an Ola is not Kedusha Achas. So why doesn't the Gemara say, isn't that the simple reason? That a Vlad, that in a Kevas Asham, the reason why that doesn't have Kedusha Achas is because you don't say Chal Shem Ola Aleim. Where's the Kedusha Ola? It's a Kedusha Acheres from the Asham. It's true that the Mosar Asham is Kariv Ola, but it's not Kedusha Achas. It's not like Pesach to Shlamim, in which case, how could the Gemara equate them? And the way that Tosos learned the Gemara and Daf Yotes say that they're distinguished Kedusha Achas from another Kedusha. Shuvar Isi, that Rekiv Eger himself asked this Kasha on, very excited, on Daf, in Tosos and Daf Yotes would be Dibra Maskal Pshita, and he blives Bit Sarich Iyim. So those, let's recap for a second, are the two kashas that they're
after the recap.
Let's make sure we're on the same page, or at least in the same room. Sorry for the kashas. So just the two kashas are, one, when the Gemara says that the reason why in a Kevas Pesach should have Kedushas HaGuf is because Mosar Pesach is Karev Shlamim, and Chal Sheim Shlamim Aleim, because a Nekeva is brought as a Shlamim. Rashi says that when the Gemara says Moser Peskas Karev Shlamim, that means Chal Sheim Ola Alaof, so to speak, or Chal Sheim Shlamim Aleim. And also by Nekevas Asham, since the Gemara says since Mosar Asham is Karev Ola and Matsinu Ola Saof, so that's a reason to say Chal Sheim Ola Aleim by Nekevas Asham. And seemingly, when the Gemara uses the Lashon of Mosar, that is very different than the Lashon of Chal Shem Ola Aleim, as we saw, that in fact is Machlokas Abayi and Rava as to the reason for Rava Lazar. Rava Lazar, who again says that Lana Kevas Ola is brought as an Ola, Rava says it's because Chal Shem Ola Aleim, and Abayi says it's because of B'makom Sha Mosar Holech Havlad Holech. And the nafkamina, it's not just a question lomdus, it's going to have a nafkamina when it comes to a vlad nekevas pesach kodem pesach. Rava, who says a chal shem ola alaim, so you have that by vlad nekevas pesach kodem pesach, because it's brought as a shlamim, and therefore the vlad nekevas pesach is brought as a shlamim, because going from pesach to shlamim, as we said, is all kiddush achas, so you already see the shlamim in the Pesach. Masha in Cain, if you're going to go with Mosar, there's no Musug of a Mosar Pesach Kodem Pesach. It doesn't exist. Pesach didn't happen yet, and that's why Abayi says that Vlad Kevas Pesach Kodem Pesach is only going to have Kedushas Ri, it's not going to be Kariv, because the din is Gemiri B'makam She'a HaMosar Holech HaVlad Holech. That's question number one. And question number two is just in terms of the setup of the Gemara, that the Gemara equates the transition of Pesach to Shlamim to Asham to Ola. And the Gemara, the way that Tosos learns the Gemara on Daf Yotes, that's exactly the difference, that they're not the same going from Pesach to Shlamim as it is going from Asham to Ola, in the following, that Rava holds within Shitas Rava Lazar that Vlad Nekevas Pesach Kodem Pesach is brought as a Shlamim, or that's it, like Tosos, is brought as a Pesach. Vlad Nekevas Pesach Kodem Pesach is brought as a Pesach. Why? Because even though you're going to bring the Vlad as a Pesach, and now the mother is going to be a Moser Pesach, you can't bring the mother as a Pesach anymore, now the mother is going to be a Shlamim, that's okay, because reducing the mother from a Pesach to a Shlamim is not really a reduction, it's all Kedusha Achas, so that's okay. Masha'en Kein Vlad Tmuras Asham, if you bring the Vlad as an Asham, that means that the original Asham is not a Moser Asham, because Asham isn't brought Binadava, and a Moser Asham is Kariv Ola. So going from Asham to Ola is not the same, and that is called being Mafkia, the Kedusha Asham of the mother, and that's exactly the difference why Vlad Nekeva's Pesach couldn't pass because Kariv Pesach, and Vlad Nekeva and Vlad Tumor's Asham is not Kariv Asham, because going from Pesach to Shlomim is Kedusha Achas, and going from Asham to Ola is not Kedusha Achas. So how could the Gemara and the Av Chof say that they are exactly the same?
Well, the Gemara doesn't say they're exactly the same. It says that the Mosar factor should dictate both for both of them, the Rebbe.
Right. One could have easily been Mechalik. Meaning you're not going to say Shame Ola. You're not going
to
say Shame Ola Alaim by Nekevas Asham. Where's the Ola? That the Domim are Karib Ola? That's a Kedusha Acheres. You want to say, or it's certainly not the same.
It would be
the Gemara can't make a pshitus, yeah. But the Gemara can't make a pshitus just because he says it by Nekevas Pesach that it has kedushas guf because it goes to
a
shlomim.
And how it would understand the din the chilik is discussing, but they could be two totally different questions. Meaning most are the difference that manifests itself in the din that Tosos suggests is not relevant to the.
Why not? Tosa says that since Mosar Pesach is called a Shlamim, so that's called Kedusha Achas. Masha'en Kain, Mosar Asham Kariv Ola, is Kedusha Acheres. That's exactly what he said. Once you bring the Vlad, then the other one becomes a Mosar. It's the same din. It's the same din Mosar. Yeah?
On the first question, in terms of the difference or the similarity between Mosar and Shein Kazam, Rashi and
That was La'achar Pesach.
No, Rabba's first response to the race was that because Moser Pesach Shlamim, therefore Moser says the Vlad is Kar Shlamim. The Gemara says Ihalki even before Pesach also.
Right.
So Rashi over there already interprets Mosar and Rabba as referring to Shem Shlamim Alayim, I think.
Right, well, that was referring to la'achar Pesach, so you really have a Mosar, and it really is a Shlamim.
Right, and then the Gemara says.
But it really is a Shlamim.
Right, but then the Gemara says Ihaki, based on the fact that after Pesach Shlamim, even the Vlad before Pesach Shlamim, because Rashi says Ihaki time of the Rebbe, which is Kikashim Shlamim
Alimah. But not necessarily la'achar Pesach, meaning he's just saying Ihaki if the reason. Of Rav Elazar in general, not necessarily Iyachi, if that's the din la'achar Pesach, Iyachi, if the reason for Rav Elazar in general, let's say even by Nekevas Ola, the reason why Nekevas Ola is Kariv Ola is because of Shem Ola Ala'im, so what's the difference between the Iyachi, which what Tosos is already bothered by, what's the Iyachi? It doesn't necessarily have to follow the Iyachi la'achar Pesach to Kodim Pesach. Iyachi, if the reason for Rav Elazar in general, even by Nekevas Ola, is because Shem Ola Alaim, so why not say also by Vlad Nekevas Pesach Kodim Pesach?
The point is that Mosar Pesach can be, for Rabba, Mosar Pesach can be a din that's connected to the fact that Shem Ola Alaim, whereas for Abaye, the point is that he's isolating that factor.
Okay, so according to Abaye, how does he read the Gemara and Daf Chav? That puts them together. If that makes it better. Okay.
Just in your reading of the Yehaki, was it Yehaki, going back on the previous line, we always knew that a lot of people chose Shem Ola Alaim, why would you need
a Nihafi? That's Tosos' Kasha, right? Meaning, what's the Yachi? You could just ask Mineyube, right? You could just ask, what's the difference between Vlad Nekevas Pesach Kodem Pesach and Vlad Nekevas Ola? What's the Yachi? And that's what, right? That's Tosos' Kasha?
What? No. I thought for Rashi that Gemara initially thought that the fact that it's Kari Shlomim after Pesach doesn't make it Shem Shlomim Alaim for some reason. Then Rabba's answer is that Mosar Pesach Kari Shlomim. Rashi interprets that as saying that means Shem Shlomim Alaim. Which seems Shem Shlomim Alaim.
Right. So I was learning a little bit differently. Meaning, if it you don't think about the Shem Shlomim Alaim, the aim is really a Shlomim.
Rashi's
right, I know, but it's a little. The mother actually is a shlomim. The mother is a moser pesach after pesach, and the mother really is a shlomim. You don't have to get like shame shlomim aleim. It's actually a shlomim.
These facts are connected to one another.
Now, here the question isn't about it. Then, with Rash, because of the Rashi and Dafkaf is taking, taking Rabba's approach. Rabba, the Gemara itself is equating.
He thinks these facts are
connected. Okay, so then let's ask the question like this.
The question is, how you're going to say Moisar?
Let's ask the question like this. If you want to assume that, let's say, the Gemara and Dafkaf is going like Abaye, right? So.
And Abaye is going to understand, meaning the Abaye is going to say that when you use these words, now you're using it like what I'm saying on the previous thing.
What?
Meaning Abaye can also agree to use the...
Abaye rejects Shlomo Leibovitz. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Is it possible that at the end of the day, just to restate what Yosef said, it seems like the Machlokes Rashi closely attested to whether Abaye rejects the Sfarshim Shlomo Leibovitz within Rabbi Elazar, correct?
That's what it seems like within Rashi.
So
that Abaye doesn't hold of Shem Ola Al-Aim.
Right,
so if the Gemara Daf Chaf is assuming, like, read the Gemara, Shem Shlomo Al-Aim, Shem Ola Al-Aim all over the place. So if you want to say it within Abaye, you're stuck. Because he learns that most of Shem Shlomo Al-Aim are just...
Then the equation Rashi thinks
he's justified. He's saying according to Abaye.
If it's with, what, then the Gemara Daf Chaf is only going like Rava?
Yeah.
Well, if it's going like Rava, then I think you're stuck with at least the second Kasha.
Okay.
Meaning, we might have shocked some things... Something's off. If you want to formulate it like that, I guess you could say the equation between Moser and Shem Shola Aim maybe would fit with the Ba'ye, but then you're stuck with the other question within Rava. So Meimanav Shaf, Bein Le Rava, Bein Le Abaye, there's something fishy on that
point.
Maybe that'll make it easier. We'll qualm some questions.
Maybe if you say, like Joseph,
but
you still need to explain how those two sparrows work together? Or someone just saying that they don't
want to. Moser meaning Shem Shlomo Aleim. Okay, maybe, yeah, we'll try to explain exactly what that means. So those are the two questions that I have, and I would like to suggest the following. Getting back to the Gemara that we quoted in the beginning, that the Gemara in Daf Yotessim with Beis says, what's the pshat in Machlokes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not Nekevas Asham is has Kedushas Re'iyah and Esrov Asher Estoyev, or it's Timachar Shelo B'mum, the Gemara says the Machlokes is whether or not you say Migo Denachte Kedushas Dam and Nachte Kedushas Aguf by a Milsu de Lochazi. Tanakhama says you say Migo Denachte even though it's Lochazi, and therefore, despite the fact that Nekeva is not Roy to be an Asham, Afabichin you say Migo Denachte, and that's why there's that Kedushas Aguf, it's Ro Asher Estoyev. Ashenkin, according to Rabbi Shimon, then Akevas Ashim is Tilacher is Timacher Shelobamum, because you don't say Migo Denachta by a Milsa de Lochazi. Now, if Rabbi Shimon doesn't say Migo Denachta, Kedushas Dabin, Migo Nachta de Kedushas Aguf by a Milsa de Lochazi, so the Gemara in the next line, the next half says that Rabbi Shimon agrees that a Nekevas Ola makes Tmura. And Rashi is Mazur, why? Because you say Chal Shem Ola Al Ha'im. So what? Why does that give you Kiddush Saguf? Now, you could say maybe Shem Ola Al Ha'im is like something new, that's the new reason to give something Kiddush Saguf, despite the fact that you don't say Migo Denachta. But it sounds from Lashon Rashi on the Daf Yotes, and I'm not even sure what the svar of that would be. Rashi and Daf Yotes would Aleph Diver Maskel Ika Shem Ola Al Imo, and says Ika Shem Ola Al Imo, but Ola Sa'of V'od Dameha LaOla Kaimi Hilchach Nachta LeKedusha LeGufa. That sounds to me like a Lashon of Migo Danachta LeKedusha Samam Nachta LeKedusha Saguf. And I'll just add, if you assume it's something else, if you assume that Shem Ola La'im is not synonymous or mashlim, Migo Denachta, so you just have a really hard time, I think, reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, why should a Nekemas Asham have Kedush Saguf and Esra Asha Yisdoiv? From the fact that the Asham is a Nekeva, Hainu Muma, the Gemara says, Migo Denachta. You say Migo Denachta by a Balmum? So the Gemara says, Hainu Mumma, and the Gemara answers, Migo Denachta. The Gemara didn't answer anything. You don't say Migo Denachta by a Baal Mum. So just how do you read the Gemara? Denachta Samin Hashem, Hainu Mumma. Oh, no, you say, the Gemara says, even though it's Lochazi, because it's Sanakeva, Afa Pichin, you say Migo Denachta by a Milsud de Lochazi. You don't say Migo Denachta by a Baal Mum. So it sounds like to me that you need something else in the Gemara. You need something else in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, even though it's true that Nachas Hainu Mumma, there's something else, a reason why you should say Migo Denachta by Nekevas Asham that you're not going to say by a Baal Mum. And I think the answer, why is that different? I think that's why we need the Sfara of Shem Ola Alaim. What does that mean? Even though the Gemara says that the Tanakhama holds that you don't say Migo Denachta, that you would say Migo Denachta despite the fact that it's Lo Chazi, doesn't mean it's lo chazi legamri, that it has nothing to do with anything. In order to have kedushas haguf, or lechol hapachas, for the mother to have kedushas haguf, in order to allow the vlad to be karev, you need a kedusha which is shaykh, which has some shaykhus to the mizbeach. A baal mum has no shaykhus to the mizbeach, so you're not going to say migo denachta lekedushas dam nachta lekedushas haguf to a baal mum, because kedushas haguf doesn't mean anything by a baal mum, because it's not represented in the Mizbeach at all. However, when it comes to a Nekevas Ola, let's say. So why does a Nekevas Ola have Kedushas Aguf? The Nakva is Hainu Mumma. We say, Miga Denachta even by a Milsud de Lochazi. It means that the Nekeva is Lochazi, but the reason why that's Kedushas Aguf is because of Shem Ola Alaim. But since this Kedusha of an Ola, you find Matzino Be'Ola Sa'uf, and Ola Sa'uf is Kare Agave HaMizbeach. So we're just seeing the reason, the Gemara is just using the reason of Shem Ola Ala Aim to say why it's better than a Baal Mum. The Gemara says, Nachlas Hainu Mumma, Apopichin, you say Migo Denachta. So what? Here you say Migo Denachta despite the fact that the Nachlas is a Mum, but it's better than a Baal Mum because this Kedushas Ola, albeit on an Akeva, can see the Mizbeach. Matsinu Shem Ola Ala Aim by Ola. So Of, and Rashi also adds that the Mehel Craven, we'll see exactly what that means in a second, how they play with one another. So to me, it's not we're saying an independent svara of Chal Shem Ola Alaim, a reason to give it Kedushas Aguf. We're saying, no, it's just touching up. Why do you say Migo Denachto here, despite the fact that it's a Baal Mum? Because it's better than a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum never sees the Mizbeach. Kedushas Aguf never can see the Mizbeach. But she can hear that the Kedushas Ola, which is Chal on the Keva, can see the Mizbeach. That's what Chal Shem Ola Alaim means. So therefore, it goes like this. So then you have a three-way Hadraga. The current Rabbi Shimon, who says you never say Migo Denachta by Milsu de Lochazi, but he'll be Moda by Nekevas Ola. By Nekevas Ola, he'll say it as Kedushas Aguf, because the Chal Shem Ola Alaim. This Ola itself, Lu Yehei, it would have been an Oaf, it would have been Karve Al Gav Mizbeach, it happens to be a Behema, but Chal Shem Ola Alaim, you can already see the Mizbeach in the Kedusha enough to give it Kedushas Aguf in order to say it's Chazi enough to say Migo Denachta. It's better than a Baal Mum. Rebbe holds that there's a difference between so Rebbe goes a step weiter and Rebbe says that not only are you going to say it by Ola Sa'uf, you're also by Nekevas Ola, you're also going to say it by Nekevas Pesach, that even though this Pesach itself can't be brought as a Nekeva, but since the Pesach is also a Shlamim, and by Shlamim you find Nekeva, so it's already a step removed, that's good enough to give a Shaykhaz to the Mizbeach, and then you're also going to say Migo Denachta, and in principle you would have said the same thing as well, going from an Asham to an Ola, and which is a further Chiddush, because by Pesach and Shlamim, the Pesach itself is brought as a Shlamim. Most of Pesach is Karev Shlamim. Or even Kodem Pesach, Bidiyevet, if you shech the same Shlamim, it's Kasher. Masha'in Kain, when you say that Moser Ashim is Karev Ola, not the animal. The animal is never. It means that the Dumim are Kraven Ola, but Afal Pichin, even though the Dumim of a Moser Ashim are Karev Ola, Afal Pichin, Rashi says that you say Shem Ola Al-Aluf, which is a step removed, and in principle, we would have said that as well, despite the fact that the Shem Ola by Mosros Asham go Linid Vasibor, and you're not going to say. So that's just the three-way, or three possible chilukim between an Ola, where it itself, Lu Yehei, was in a cave, it would have been brought, so that gives a more shakas in his back that even Rabbi Shimon is maskim, that you would say Migo Denachta, and then you can be Mechalik, let's say, or potentially have been mechalik between Nekevas Pesach, where in and of itself is not brought as a a Nekeva could never be a Pesach, but it's the same thing as Shlomim. By Shlomim, you do find Nekeva, and then going even a step weiter by going from Asham to Ola, where it's only the Domim of the Asham are brought as an Ola, but that's enough to say Shem Ola Alaim Matino be Ola Sa'of. All Svaras to say that you see somewhat of the Mizbech in the Kedusha, despite the fact that the animal is a Nekeva, as a reason to say Migo de Nachta le Kedusha's Dom, Nachta le Kedusha Sa'of, it's better than a Balmum. The Kedusha of a Balmum never sees Mizbech. The Kedusha here, you can see the Mizbech, is all as far in saying Migo de Nachta. So, the Chachamim I'm saying is even they just
they
amp
know,
up.
There's no Mizbeach going on.
No, it's the same thing as Rebbe. They just saw that most of us are Lindy Bas
Yachid. That's why there was
Tmura,
but that's not
right.
Reason for you to
not. No, so everybody agrees that you say, or Bein Le Rebbe, Bein Le Tanakama, you would say Migud Anachta even by Nekevas Asham. Just only Machlokas, whether or not it makes Tmura, whether or not the Nedavah is Olas Sivor or Olas Yachid. And that's what it means, Lo Chazi. Rabbi Shimon says you don't say Migud Anachta if it's not Chazi, so by Asham is different than an Ola. Because by Asham it's only the Dhamma brothers and only here by the Ola itself. Luyehe, this behemoth was an oaf and said this animal itself would have been brought, so that's called a chazi enough. Yeah.
Earlier you said in Zion Beis that for Balmum, so then that also has shame Shlomo Imo. So why don't we say Migud Anachta also for Balmum?
So I'm saying, so by Balmum, I think that's the Lechem Mishnah far that you don't need it. Because Meikara, it was Roy. It had full Kedusha Zagof. Now it has a Mum. So you don't need to say to give it a Kedusha. It already had a Kedusha. It was Roy Lamizbech.
What
would have been Ramakta Shabbam Meikara, right? You're not going to say Migud because you don't find Ola Sa'ov.
Ola Sa'ov.
Oh, but you need both. You need both. Rashi says, Echal Shem Ola Leim means Matsino Ba'ola Sa'ov and the Domim. We'll get in a second why those are both needed.
By Asham,
you have Ola Sa'of and you also have the Domim, right? Because the Domim are craving Ola. Look at the Rashi. Chafamud Aleph, Chafamud Aleph, second Dibur Maskil, Hoel. Hoel Moser Asham Kariv Ola. Vishtachach, the Hachnekev, meaning so Moser, which you would say means Damim, the Hachnekeva, the Asham Olahi. The Taktish Kedusha Sagov, Ki Olas Nekeva, the Hamertino Olas Nekeva Ba'of. So Rashi says, Beferish, Olas Ba'of, by Nekevas Asham, because the Damim are craving Ola, so that's enough to say Ola.
So
yeah. Or that's where you see the Ola. Yeah.
Just to bring things back to the Mitzvah, with this account of Shmuel Shita by Makkish Trifa. And there the Gemara says this Kish Lipa, she can go back to some place and leave it there.
But a Trifa is not a carbon. You're not going to say, Matsinu, could an oaf be a Trifa?
I don't think so. I mean, oafos, you don't need Thomas Vizakras, but you certainly can't be Makkish Trifa.
Right, so maybe you wouldn't say Migud Anachta.
But Shmuel does.
Okay. I'm not sure if this would work for that.
But
even if you don't agree with
Migud Anachta, or it's just it has a different perspective on the scope of the Hafka.
Right. I don't think that this necessarily counts for Shmuel. I think Shmuel's still needs more work.
Have we discussed the din of Mosar and in the cheshbonim here? The relation between Mosar, the fact that Mosar and Pesach, Mosar, Asham, Kari, these different korbanos. You haven't gotten to anything.
That's what I'm saying. So since
you bring mechalik, were you just being mechalik this last point? You're being mechalik between.
I haven't answered any questions yet.
But just the three
the
levels that you
third
discussed.
Question, I was mechalish in the answer. I've answered, does Shem Ola Alaim mean the same thing as Migud Anachta? That I've answered. But that's just a hechatim, so to answer the first two questions that we started with. So, if that's the case, that Chal Shem Ola Alaim is just a way to say that it's better than Balmum, and that's why you would say Migud Anachta. So Rashi again says in Daf Yechesmud Beis and Daf Yetesmud Aleph that Chal Shem Ola La'im means two things, or both. Rashi says, "The Ikah Shem Ola La'im." I'll just read the concise version of the Afyutes. Ba'ol Asa'uf, you find Ol Asa'uf, which is Chal, even on the Keva, because there's no Tamas B'Zacharis to buy Ola. Va'od Domeha La'ola Kaimi. So the reason why Rav Elazar says that a Vlad of an Akeva's Ola is Krivi, because Chal Shem Ola Ala Aim, even though the Aim is an Akeva, but you find Ola Asa'uf, and the Domim of the Nekeva's Ola go L'Dimei Ola, so that also means Shem Ola Ala Aim. So my question is like this. If the reason why we're going to say that Shem Ola La'im is a reason to say Migo de Nachta, and Shem Ola La'im means Ola Sa'uf, so there's a Shita Mikubet says, increases and Daphav Chesav Aleph and Oz Gimel and the Ashmatis, that says that you don't say Migo de Nachta Lekedushas Dam and Nachta Lekedushas Aguf when it comes to Ophos. He says like this. The reason is why is because if you're Makdish something with Kedushas Damim, let's say it's Roy Lam Isbeach, so the Gemara says, "Migo de nachle kedushas dam, nachle kedushas haguf." So why would you not say it by ofus also? So the Shita says, because even though you're makdish a of with kedushas damim, now you just say nachle kedushas haguf. But since there's no pidyon by ofus, so you're not going to say migo de nachle. Meaning, the way that migo de nachle works, or that it has to work, is when you have kedushas damim. To transfer that into Kedushas Haguf, saying Migo de Nachta Kedushas Dam, Nachta Kedushas Haguf, there's still, you can't make a jump from one type of Kedusha to the separate type of Kedusha. You still have to somehow see or have a connection and a relationship to the original Kedushas Damim, even in the Kedushas Haguf. So now Ilvid has Kedushas Haguf, but once it becomes a Baal Mum, let's say we get a Mum, you can't be Poda it, so there's the Damim, you remain true and you can still see there is aspect of Damim which relates to the original Hakdasha, so that's, you can say, Migo de Nachle Kedushas Dam, Migo de Nachle Kedushas Haguf, you can still get back to the Kedushas Damim when the Kedushas Haguf gets a Mum. Masha Inkein by Ofo, since there's no Pidyon, so you can never go back to the Kedushas Damim. It's always going to be stuck in its stage of Kedushas Haguf, because there's no Pidyon, and therefore you can't, that's what the Shita says, that's why he says, you can't make the jump going from Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Haguf, because you can never get back to the Kedushas Damim, so it's stuck in its stage of Kedushas Haguf, because Ofos don't have Pidyon.
You're understanding that there's a din of it has to be reversible.
I'm not explaining why. I'm saying that's what he. That's what he's.
I mean, you could have just said that the transition to kedushas haguf in opos is more serious. There's a greater gulf between kedushas haguf shal opos and kedushas dama. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that is what you're saying.
Meaning it's
so
more
it's
of a jump because it can never get back to the dama. Meaning you've created something out of nothing.
There's different things you can say here.
Okay. Well, so. Let's say the most generic one, because we're not going to get into the nuances,
okay,
as long as we can make things clear.
The Shira, the Tzira?
Mm-hmm.
The Kedushas Dam,
right. You still
the dissonance between, if the gap between them is too great.
Correct. So if that's the case, that you're not going to say Milu Danachta when it comes to Ufos, so just again, for saying that Shem Ola Ala Aim, is a Siba to say Migo de Nachta, it's better than Balmum because you can see the Mizbeach, and that's where you're going to say Migo de Nachta. And what does Shem Ola La'e means? It means Ola Sa'of. Hold on. Ofos, you don't say Migo de Nachta. So how could Shem Ola La'im, how could you say Shem Ola La'im means Ofos, and we're saying Shem Ola means Migo de Nachta? That's a Siba to say Migo de Nachta because you can see the Of on the Mizbeach if you don't say Migo de Nachta by Ofos. And a similar kasha I saw. Just to validate this question, because much of it looks very confused, for just 1 second, I saw that Rav David Soloveitchik asked that on Daf Chaf, and he leaves off with the Kasha, he said, how could the Gemara say that Shem Ola Ala'im means Ola Sa'of, and that's the reason we're saying to give it Kedushas Haguf, let's say by Nekevas Asham. Nekevas Asham, since the most of Asham is Karib Ola, so you say Chal Shem Ola Ala'im by Ola Sa'of, and that's the reason why you should make Tmura. Ofos don't make tmura. So how could Chal Shem Ola Ala'im be a Siba to say it as Kedushas Haguf, because Metzina Ba'ola Sa'of, if Ofos themselves don't make tmura? And he digs up the Rash or the Raivin in Kenan that the Shara Melech quotes, that in a Hanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, against our mission, that Ofos really do make tmura. But the point is, it's the same type of question he's bothered by. He leaves off with the Kasha, that how could Shem Ola Ala'im mean Ola Sa'of, and you're using that as a Siba to say why you should make Tmura if Ofos don't make Tmura. So I'm saying, in a parallel way, how could Shem Ola Ala'im mean Ola Sa'of And Shem Ola Alim is a Sibah to say Migo Denachta if you don't say Migo Denachta by Ophos.
His
Kasha
is that's almost similar to Kasha. That Kasha here, that's similar to what the Gemara says. But the Kasha that you're being raised, so all the Gemara, even the way you're being mounted, all the Gemara meaning, all the Shita meanings by Ophos that you don't say Migo Denachta because there's no Musug of Kedusha Dhamma by.
So I think that's what Rashi means when he says the od. Whenever he says the ikashim ola lem, he says ola sa'ov, and he says the od did the mehel kreve ola. What Rashi is saying, the od did the mehel kreve ola, is saying that there's pidyon. You can be part of this animal and bring it.
By the animal,
meaning it's not an independent reason. He's saying, look, chal shem ola le'im is a reason to give it. What does Shem Ulale mean? Ola Sa'of? Oh, Ola Sa'of, you're not going to say Migo Denachta. What's the reason why Ola Sa'of you're not going to say, or what's the reason why Ofos you're not going to say Migo Denachta? Because it doesn't have pidyon. This is a behemoth. It does have pidyon. That's what Rashi means. The Mehel Kreva means that there's pidyon. You can be pulled this animal, and with those monies, you bring it in Ola, that's just counteracting the fact. Shem Ola La'im means Ola Sa'of, and Ola Sa'of, you wouldn't say Migo Denachta. So Rashi says, yeah, but we're dealing with an animal.
Are you
and an animal does have pidyon.
Or is this now you're answering the kasha?
I'm answering the kasha.
Okay, but meaning the kasha wasn't so strong, and therefore Rashi is.
Thank you.
Right? No, meaning, given.
That's your opinion. Or it's very good.
Like Rashi just.
It was a Shiloh
L'Shem
Shuvah.
That's why Rashi's saying it, but the point is that Rashi obviously also did.
Let's call it a kasha.
Now,
that's
what your kasha was. How can you say, even though, upon Rashi, this is able to be nifta, but Ola Sa'ov isn't, and the Ola Sa'ov is the whole basis for its being.
Right.
But that was a kasha. So clearly, that Rashi didn't find that kasha compelling. Because
no, but it's all you should just add.
I'm saying what Rashi means.
You're just explaining why Rashi is adding this point. But the fact is that Rashi clearly. Right.
You want to have answer this question. Ode, according to your shot,
is
not a second.
He's not giving
a. Right. The ode is not a second independent reason. It's just. Giving you back to reality, the shame ola al aim means ola sa'of. We're actually dealing with the behema, we're not dealing with the no. That's what Rashi means.
You could have read Rashi, and other people read Rashi, and there's two different answers. Two different independent answers. Right? You're saying we need both of these elements.
Right. Right.
So but your kasha now doesn't stand on Rashi, but don't we have a problem here? Right. I thought. What was your previous question? What was the question you were asking? Like, how can we say? How can
I've
we
been asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, yeah. But the last one was, how can we justify Ola's Shem Ola Ayidei? It's also Of. If.
And the answer is that it's not an Of.
In terms of Migo Denachti.
Right. And the answer is that it's not an Of. And Rashi's way of saying it's not an Of is saying that it has pidyon. Of means it doesn't have pidyon. This means it does have pidyon. That's what Rashi means. It did the Mehel Kreva.
You can say that. It's Bom Mikdusha Sa'of. But it has pidyon.
Right.
If an Ophi pigeon, this is an Ophi pigeon.
Right. Meaning the fact that Ophi is.
Not to say it that way, but
right.
Meaning it isn't per se. It's not technicality when it has pigeon.
Correct. Right. No,
it doesn't have the kedusha.
It actually
has
a pigeon.
It does have the kedusha pigeon.
But this is not relevant to the question of whether or not it's defined as an Ophi, right? Isn't it?
Whether.
Meaning the fact that.
I asked this before, but it's relevant now again. So Rashi sometimes does mention that there's no shame Asham Alima, but he gives Asham, and he only mentions one of the two. And
where?
He says that when he tests some bays, the top one and tests some bays, and also the only thing Asham in the Kiva, also in the top one
bays. I like your shame, Ola, this is Asham.
First one is on top one bays. Even though there is Lizme there,
even though there is Lidme there.
I guess that's fine.
Right, okay, I think I'm going to answer that. So far we still have not answered any of my original questions. We now just have a Havana in what Chal Shem Ola Ala'im means. It means it's just a Svara to say why it's better than a Balmum. A Balmum you're not going to say Migo Denachta by Nekevas Ashim, Nekevas Ola, Nekevas Chates, Nekevas Pesach. You are going to say Migo Denachta because you can see the Mizbeach in the Kedusha via Shem Ola Ala'im. And what does Shem Ola Ala'im mean? It means Damim, the Merakev and Ola, and the Metzino Be'olas Ha'of. And why do you need both, or what does that mean? So the shame, so the all of the oath just gives you the shaykh islam is bayach. And that's what allows you to say migud en achta. You have a technical problem that by ofos you don't say migud en achta. And the answer is, yeah, but you look from the fact that there's dhamim here, from the fact that there's dhamim means that we really bring us back to reality, we're really dealing with the behema, and behema does have pidyon, so the only reason why you're not going to say migud en achta by ofos because it doesn't have pidyon, this answer, so this is obviated by the fact that we're dealing with a behema, and a behema does have pidyon, and that's what Rashi means, dhamimeha craven. And that's why I think Rashi puts them together on Daf Chof, that Mosar is a fancy way, I think I was just saying Dhamim. As we said, Mosar Asham is Kariv Ola, that just means that the Dhamim are Kariv Ola. And Rashi says, it means Shem Ola Sa'of, Shem Ola Alaim, meaning Ola Sa'of, because they're really working together, they're complementing each other, or just the Shachas and Mizbech is the oaf, but bring us back to reality that it does have Dhamim. The Shem Mosar means Dhamim to tell us that it does have Pidyon, and the only problem why you wouldn't say Migud en Achta by Ofos is because it doesn't have Pidyon is solved from the fact that a behemoth does have Dhamim.
That read works best in the order the Rashi presenting it as it is. In other words, Iker Siva for Migud en Achta, because when Sino Shachas and Mizbech, either asking the Shittas Kashim.
Right.
No, but we're going to answer
correct.
Based on the Hemshchah.
Correct.
But that's not, if you learn, this when Al-Khafra off the Mashal Rashi is put in switch in the order.
That's because the Gemara says Mosar.
But
so Mosar
is
done.
The configuration, though, saying it's all one svar, it doesn't fit the order that Rashi puts it in. I mean, if you learn it's two separate reasons, which is Mashal from closest Rax, this Siva works here, this Siva doesn't work
no,
there.
No, because when it comes to Mosar Asham, right? When it comes to Mosar Asham, where's the Ola? The Ola is in the Dhamim. So Rashi is telling you, there's the Ola. The Ola is in the Dhamim. Now who cares? Oh, because in the Dhamim, you see an Ola. Who cares if the Dhamim are an Ola? Oh, but Dina Ba'ola is Ola. Just in the Cheshbon, that's why it has to come first. You're saying the reason how it works fine. They want to say, where do you see the Ola in the Asham? You only see the Ola in the Asham in the Dhamim, because the Mosar Asham is Kariv Ola. So Rashi says, oh, so there's the Ola in the Dhamim. Who cares? Ola is Ola.
We already know the Svar of Pidyon on this when we said
Correct. Oh, so I think that this is all true. Now we can, I think, use this to perhaps answer our two questions from before. So I think that everybody agrees to this svara. Bein Lervi Shimon, Bein Tanakama, Bein Revi, everybody says that an akeva for something is better than a balmum, because you can see the mizbeach, and therefore you can say migud en achta, and they just have a machlokas of how much mizbeach do you need to see. Rabbi Shimon says, dafka by ola, because in and of itself, it was an oaf, you can bring it. Rabbi and the Tanakhama say, no, it extends even to Asham and even to Pesach, because you can see the shlamim, you can see the oaf respectively. And in that respect, in Achanami, the jump going from Pesach to shlamim and going from Asham to ola are the same, because there's just a reason to give the guf habahema, to give the nekeva kedushas Haguf by saying Shem Ola Al Ha'im, so even going from Asham to Ola, which is only in the Dhamim and it is Avkas Kedusha, but that's enough since that Asham Ola, that Asham, Mosar Asham is Kariv Ola, so Mersino Ba'Ola Ha'of, that's a reason to say Migo Dinachta by the Nekevas Asham. Now, what was our problem? Our problem was, we had two problems. Is that, first of all, we said that most. We said that Lechora, the Kiddusha of going from Pesach to Shlamim is not the same as going from Asham to Ola. And that accounts again for the reason why within Shita Rav Elazar says that Vlad Nekevas Ola is Kariv Ola. However, Vlad Tumuras Asham is not Kariv Asham. Why? Because if you would bring the Vlad as an Asham, then the original Asham that you made the Tmura from becomes a Mosar Asham. That Mosar Asham is Kariv Ola. Going from Asham to Ola is not a good idea, but you don't want to be Mafkia the Kedusha the Aim, and that's why the Vlad is not going to be Kariv Asham, therefore you're not going to say Shem Ola Aleim. Masha'in Kain, Vlad Nekevas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, the Vlad is Kariv Pesach, despite the fact that now the mother is Mosar Pesach, and now it's only brought as a Shlamim, that's okay, because Shlamim and Pesach are Kedusha Achas, and Asham and Ola are not. So how do we account for that discrepancy? So as we said, there's a fundamental difference between the Gemara and the Pitas and the Gemara and the Chav. The Gemara in Epites is talking about Vladis. The Gemara in Daf Chaf doesn't mention Vladis. The Gemara in Daf Chaf is just talking about Tanur Rabbanan, Hamakdish Nekeva Lolasa Ulepeschu Lashmo Osa Tmura. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Lolasa Osa Tmura, Lepesach Lashmo Ein Osa Tmura. We're giving swears. The Gemara in Daf Chaf is not talking about Vladis. The Gemara on Daf Chaf is only talking about the Nekeva Gufa. In Klapit, the Nekeva Gufa, we say that Mosar and Olas Ov Taco work together to give it Kedushas Haguf. And everybody agrees to that. The only machlokas on Daf Yotes is, what about the Vlad? Are we using Shem Ola Ala Aim? That means, A, Olas Ov, coupled with the fact that it is Daman, to bring us back to reality, that it really is a behemoth, that it does have Pidyon. How is that going to translate to the Vlad? Everybody agrees it's the reason to give the mother Kedushas Haguf. But now we want to go with Tred Viter. Now we want to say, not only is the Vlad going to have Kedushas Haguf, we want to say the Vlad is actually Karev Agav and Mizbeach, despite the fact that the mother is not Karev Agav and Mizbeach, because the mother is a Nekeva. So do you say that Chal Shem Ola Ala Aim is going to work for that as well? Is going to work even to be Machshav the Vlad, Lahakrava, or not? So the Gemara says, oh, and that you really do see a Chilik in the Kedusha going from a Pesach to a Shlamim, than from going from an Asham to an Ola. When it comes to the Kedusha of a Shlamim, from Pesach to a Shlamim, the Behema Gufa is Karev Shlamim. Even though it's a Pesach, it can be Kasher L'Shem Shlamim. So in the mother itself, you can see the Shlamim, you can see the Kedusha Sakrava of the Shlamim in the mother, and that's why you could say that the Vlad is also to be brought as a Pesach, and going from the mother, going from Pesach to Shlamim, that's okay because it's Kiddusha Achas, and it really is Kiddusha Achas because the same mother that used to be a Pesach is actually brought as a Shlamim. When you want to deal with the Vlad of a Tumuras Asham, for example, if you want to bring the Vlad of a Tumuras Asham as an Asham, and now the mother, you're going to say, is now a Moser Asham, and only the Damim are brought as an Ola, so that really is a Afka of the Kiddushas Asham. Because a Moser Asham Karev Ola doesn't mean that the animal that used to be an Asham is now brought as an Ola. It means that the Damim are brought as an Ola. So that's good enough to give the animal Kedusha.
Just like
the... Right.
Not that it isn't. It's just like...
You can see the Damim of the Ola in the Guf HaAsham. But the Mizbeach of the Ola, you don't see in the Asham. Because Asham itself, only the Damim are brought on the Mizbeach. So if you want to bring now the Vlad, you want to give that Kedushas Hakrava of the Vlad on an Asham, that's no good. Because now you're being Mafkia, the Kedushas Aim, going from Asham to Ola, and that's not Kedusha Achas, because you don't see the Kedusha Hakrava of the Ola in the Aim. So going from a Pesach to an Asham, going from a Pesach to Shlomim and the mother, that's okay. Because the mother herself has Kedushas HaMizbeach for a Shlamim. So going from Pesach to a Shlamim, that's called Kedusha Achas. Mesh'in Kain, if you're going to downgrade the mother from an Asham to an Ola, that's called being Mafkia. It's Kedusha, because now the mother has no Kedusha Sakrav at all, because only the Domim are brought as an Ola. So as we said, the Gemara in Echanami, Klapi the mother itself, Klapi the Nekeva itself, to give the mother Kedusha Sagulf, Ayadei Shem Ola La'im, Migo Denachta. For all intents and purposes, the relationship between Shlamim and Pesach and Ola to Asham are all the same. That's the reason to say Migu Denachta, Chal Hashem Ola Alaim, to give the mother Kedushas Haguf. However, when you want to be Machshav the Vlad now, Lahakrava, despite the fact that the mother is not Kasher Lahakrava, that's a Chilek. Therefore, you have to learn Bepoel, does the mother have Kedushas Hakrava? So when it comes to Pesach, the mother really does have Kedushas Hakrava for a Shlamim. And therefore, despite the fact they're giving the Vlad as a Pesach, and now the mother becomes a Moser Pesach, which is part of the Shlamim, that's not called being Mafkiya, the Kedushas Pesach of the mother, because the mother also had Kedushas Akrava of a Shlamim. Masha'in Kain, Vlad Tumuras Asham, if you want to bring the Vlad as an Asham, and now the original one becomes a Moser Asham, and only the Domim go Ola, so that's called being Mafkiya, the Kedushas Hamizbeach of the mother, because even though it does have Kedushas Ola, but not La Hakrava. So you can't take away the Hakrava of the mother by giving it to the Vlad. That's something that's no good. So that answers our first question, that why...
It's still a jump. Right? You're still making a jump. Even to you, there's a much starker reason to say by Pesach than there is by Asham.
Then Chanami. Maybe misvari you could have been mechalek, but vis-a-vis chal shem ola aleim to say migo denachta, the Gemara says that it's enough to see the domim of the ola.
There's much stronger reason to say that one would make true than not. There's a much stronger reason to say that one would make the same svara that you were being chalek before. You could still be mechalek.
In a chanami. In a chanami.
Your kash was has more.
No. My Gemara was. My kash was
really
a steer in. Well, I answered what I had.
You really said two questions. One is how the Gemara calls shape, and the other one is that they obviously they're two different dinim. So how do you see the result? You're answering really how does the hilo.
I thought you were saying
how
does the Gemara assume
shape, but you could just say
I was first asking a steer in the way that the Gemara in Daf Chav says that the purely kedusha ach has a relation between. Pesach to Shlom is the same thing as an Ashram to an Ola. Fine, one could have been Mechalek Mesvara. Great, the Gemara doesn't, okay. But Lamaisa, the way that Tosa Sonos and Gemara and Dafir test, there really is a Chiluk. So then you just have a steer. So I'm saying that Chiluk is only vis-a-vis the blood, not vis-a-vis the mother herself.
It's only expressed though vis-a-vis the blood. That's
correct.
I mean, I feel what he's saying is that the Chiluk is still Chayv and Chayv, it's just an Athamina on the blood. But that's the Kasha of community.
No, because the you don't necessarily have to see what the Gemara is saying. You don't necessarily have to see the poel a hakrava in the mother in order to say migu denachta.
Right.
You just have to say that it's better than a balmud.
Coming
off
psachim,
we're
saying
ihachi.
If you're
going
to say it by psachim, you have to say it by osham. Why is Gemara saying it's posh? Just because I say it by psachim, somebody's going to say it by osham also. No, it's still not posh at all. But maybe I'm saying kufa
with the
answer by psachim.
So klapi the mother. Maybe the Gemara thinks that it's not posh.
Yeah. So I mean
the
sort
by
vlad
is only that they can't give kedushas hakrava to the vlad if you're going to be mafkia the kedushas hakrava of the aim. And that's the difference between Pesach and Shlavim, because you're not being mafkia the kedushas hakrava of the aim by going from a Pesach to a Shlavim, because the mother also the kedushas hakrava on a Shlavim. You are being mafkia the kedushas hakrava of the aim going from an Asham to an Ola, because an Ola, because a Moser Asham is that horrible, only the Dhamm. The Gemara on the Achav, we're just looking for a reason to say this isn't brought anyway. It's an akeva. It's not going on the mizbeach anyway. We just need to see a reason to say migul denachta. It's better than a balmum. So you can see some element of akrava in the domim gufa. Migul denachta kedushas domim, not the kedushas aguf. The domim, the moser asham, the domim are brought as an ola. So you already see in the domim ola, it's okay to say ola sa'ov.
So
ola. Moser
is not
you're saying Mosar is enough for Kedushas HaGol.
Right.
But it's not enough for Kedushas HaGol.
Of the blood.
Well, the blood is where it expresses itself. To transmit Kedushas HaGol.
Right.
That helps also. The Gemara knew we were trying to begin with it. You don't, if you're not trying to get Kedushas HaGol, then the Nakuda of it being Kedusha Achas is not
relevant.
Correct.
That would be the way I would say it.
Right. And with that, I think you can. And with that, I think you can answer the second question, which maybe could have come first, and I think it was possibly self-evident now, is that why does Rashi put on Dav Chav Mosar and Shem Ola Aleim together if you have a machlokes between Abaye and Rava on this point Gufa? That again, that Abaye thinks that the reason for Rav Elazar is not Shem Ola Aleim, the reason is Gemiri v'makam shehamoser holech hablad holech. Abaye is only talking about the blood. In the Chanami, he agrees the reason why the mother has kedushas haguf b'nekevas ola is because shem ola aleim, which means damim and it means ola sa'of, vis-a-vis the vlad, he's saying shem ola aleim isn't relevant. We have a separate clause, Gemiri v'makam shehamoser holech hablad holech, and therefore the shem ola aleim isn't going to help you for the vlad. Rava thinks, no, the same reason why Shem Ola Aleim works for the mother, that also is going to work for the Vlad as well. So, you see, it's Machlokes Abaye and Rava, is it Mosar, or is it because of Shem Ola Aleim? That's only vis-a-vis the Vlad. The Gemara and Daf Chav, which the Rashi puts them together, that's not talking about the Vlad, that's talking about the mother Gufa. And just the last point, let us add, it's just a diak in Rashi that I saw a lot of guys in Arkol were bothered with, including me, and some of the Svarim as well, is the Rashi and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, Diber Maskil Ika Shem Ola Al Imo, that the Gemara is Mechalek between Nikevas Ula, the Vlad Nikevas Ula, which is Kariv, with Kalashem Ula Alaim, Ashenkin Vlad Tumuras Asham, you're not going to say Shem Ula Alaim. Rashi says, because the reason why you don't say Shem Ula Alaim when it comes to Vlad Tumuras Asham is because you don't find a Asham that's brought as a Nikeva. Lomatinu Tumuras Asham Kreva Beola. Hilcha Lo Nachta Kidusha Ala Tumura Ela Ledami. So it sounds like Rashi's saying, at first glance, Rashi's saying that a Nekevas Tmuras Asham only has Kedushas Dami. And that's not true. A Tmuras Asham has Kedushas Agov. It is Roe. The Vlad, even though it's not Kari, but it still has Kedushas Agov, it's Roe Asher Yistoyev. So what does Rashi mean? Lo Nachta Kedusha Ala Tmura Ela Ledami. But Prad, when I'm saying Rashi means Nachta, that means Mikod the Nachta Kedushas Dami, Nachta Le Kedushas Agov. So how in the Amish Tok Te Divor Lo Nachta Le Ela Ledami? Nachta means Kedushas Agov. How could it be Dami? So the Fiani is Daiti, Rashi doesn't mean it only has Kedushas Dami. It means Lo Nachta Le Kedusha Ala Tmura Ela Ledami. We said there's two things what Shem Ola Ala'im means. It means Ola Ta'ov, and it means that the Damim are craving for Ola. In order for the Vlad to be Kasha Lagami HaMizbeach, you need to see the Mizbeach. That's the Ola Ta'ov. The Ola Ta'ov goes on the Mizbeach. When you see Tmuras Asham doesn't have that. Because in Asham, you don't see that Tmuras Asham is Kariv as an Ola. You only have the second Shem Ola Ala'im, which means that the Meha are craven. But that's not, so that's enough to give it Kedusha Sagof. It's enough to give it Migo Denachta, but it's not going to be Machshir the Vlad Lahakrava. So you only have Kedusha Sagof on the Im Elul Dami, only on the fact that the Meha are craven, but not on the Shem Ola Sa'of. Rashi doesn't mean it only has Kedusha Sagof. Avate that's Kedusha Sagof. But in order to be Machshir the Vlad Lahakrava, so you have to see, you need an element of Akrava in the mother. That's the Ola Sa'of. You don't have that here, because as Rashi says, because v'lo matzino tumuras asham kreva be'ola. So the only reason you have to say migo denachta is on ela ledomi, the fact that the male craven in the mother, so that's enough to give a kedusha sagof, to give the vlad kedusha sagof, but it's insufficient to mashra the vlad la hakrava, because you don't have that element of hakrava, shem ola le'im, in the mother. Yashu kolam. Yeah. Oh, no.
On this, literally this last point you just made, so are you assuming that Rechista, who holds the Rablaz of Vlad Tumuras Asham, is Kari?
I'm not going with this.
He's not using Shem Ola Alim.
This is all in Rabba. Rabba's the one that says Shem Ola
Alim. So he's not working with people.
He's all in Rabba.
Yeah.